This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. All day yesterday, investors fretted about the government shutdown. And today, they pretty much ignored it. If the economy stands to lose, hey, Wall Street, shouldn't you guys care just a little bit more? Marketplace's Sabri Benisher reports from New York.
It's not that Wall Street doesn't care, but it kind of doesn't care. Plenty of people still bought stocks today.
I hardly have 5-10 minutes to take lunch today because we're so busy, so we haven't noticed any slowdown at all.
Simon Rosenfeld is a senior vice president at Meridian Capital Group, and that was pretty much the mood in front of the New York Stock Exchange.
There hasn't been any rush to the safe haven of the bond. There hasn't been any rush to the safe haven of the U.S. dollar.
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist with Wells Capital Management. He says many investors are inured at this point.
We've given up the Armageddon ghost that so haunted us for a number of years after 08, where any new story that came up about the end of the world, we'd latch onto it and believe it.
And utter dysfunction in Congress is almost normal now. Adolfo Laurenti is deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago.
This was a widely anticipated event, so it's not a surprise.
He says as long as the shutdown only lasts a week or so, it might hurt pockets of the economy, but it won't be too bad for the country as a whole. But
most importantly, if we see the October 17 dates approaching, the mood in the market will definitely sour.
October 17th is when the U.S. Treasury says it'll run out of money. Unless Congress raises the debt ceiling, the government could default. The last time President Obama and House Republicans fought over this, it hurt stocks and business confidence. The shutdown showdown may just be a warm-up for that fight. In New York, I'm Sabri Benisher for Marketplace.